The latest from our newsletter at podnews.net. Edison Research have published She Listens, insights on women podcast listeners. First presented at She Podcasts Live, the data reveals that per week, women listen to more podcasts than men and listen longer. Backtracks have launched a free podcast chapter editor, enabling you to add chapter points to MP3 files. In the US, the IAB released their half-year 2019 Internet Advertising Revenue Report. Digital audio, a category which includes podcasting as well as online radio and music services like Pandora, increased 30% year-on-year to $1.2 billion. Sounds a lot? The IAB also add, digital audio's advertising share of the total internet advertising revenue pie remains insignificant at 2.1%. A French ad tech company, Audion, has raised €1.1 million. The company's release says that the French podcast market is growing by 25% year-on-year, and there are more than 5 million listeners. Digiday notes that many podcast publishers are rolling out specific podcasts about impeachment. CNN's The Daily DC Impeachment Watch has got 3 million downloads in just 2 weeks. Simplecast are planning a stickiness metric, analysing how many episodes of your show have been listened to. Which social channels should you concentrate on for your podcast? The newly minority-governmented Dan Meisner uses Chartable's smart links to user conversion rates from different social media outlets. We link to that from our show notes and our newsletter today, as well as the NPR Student Podcast Challenge, which is back. Last year, over 25,000 students participated. We've updated our article on WebSub, the technology that makes your new podcast episode appear faster. And if you're in Brisbane, in Queensland, in Australia, well, us too. And we're speaking about smart speakers, platforms, and other podcasting trends at Hack Hackers on October the 30th. It's a free event, and you should go. And in podcasts, Finding Fred focuses on Fred Rogers, a US children's entertainer. Does Fred Rogers matter today? And launching next Monday, What a Day is a new daily podcast from Crooked Media. Let's tell you more about it after we say that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.
Hey everybody, I'm Akilah Hughes, a writer and comedian.
And I'm Gideon Resnick, a politics reporter who's written for The Daily Beast, The Atlantic, and the Walnut Hills High School Chatterbox.
Wow, that last one was really legit.
You know, the news can be overwhelming, and it's pretty hard for us to keep up over here.
Yeah, all the crime and corruption and that giant-ass jacket that J-Lo wore in Hustlers. Why was it so big?
That's it. Great question that we're going to try to answer. That's why we're launching What a Day. It's a new podcast from your friends at Crooked Media, the people that are behind Pod Save America.
I mean, let's face it, you're busy, you're stressed, you're single.
You're projecting?
Okay, the point is, in 15 minutes, we're going to give you a quick download on the news that you need to know, from impeachment to Pete Wentz.
Yeah, okay. The bass player from Fall Out Boy. He'll be back in the news at some point. And we're not just going to tell you about what's broken and what's not working every single day.
Yeah, like some other news shows.
We're also going to talk a little bit about what people are doing to address these systemic problems and what you can do in your life as well.
Because even though the news can be pretty frustrating at times, it's just important to remember that we're all in this together. Hashtag High School Musical.
Yeah, that was nice, Akilah.
Thanks, Gideon. What a day.
What a day.
Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Our first episode is out Monday, October 28th.